On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Imkhonto Wesizwe Party has called for an investigation into an ex-party official who's accused the organization of fraud. The former member has claimed the party fraudulently obtained signatures to qualify for the upcoming elections. In a report submitted to the Western Cape Police last week, he alleged that the MK took the names, ID numbers and phone numbers of job seekers from the database of the Cape Metro Council. Spokesperson for the party, Nhlamulo Ndlela, has denied the allegations.
He is no such leader in the party. And we now found out, because he wanted to be on our list, that he had a sketchy past. And by virtue of that, when we couldn't put him on our list, he then went rogue. But also what's concerning is, clearly, if he says that he was onboarding people fraudulently, then, you know, a case ought to be opened against him for fraud.
Meanwhile, the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster has warned that any criminal activities related to the elections will be dealt with. These include vandalizing political party posters, forcing people to vote and interfering with election officials. The Security Cluster held a briefing in Pretoria yesterday on the state of readiness for the polls, which is exactly a month away. Defence Minister Thandi Modise says the Department of Justice, SAPS detectives and the NPA have established a protocol to prioritise electoral fraud cases and other election-related offences.
Political rights for the citizens are guaranteed and should not be violated. The JCPS will ensure that all the rights enshrined in the Constitution are not violated. The National Disaster Management Centre has activated provincial disaster management teams to identify risks for any disaster that may occur before, during and post the elections.
And news just in from further afield, a dam has burst its banks in Kenya, killing at least 42 people. The local governor in a town north of Nairobi says the country's been battling heavy rains and floods. She says search and rescue teams are working to recover the bodies of more victims. Now, please be advised that the following story contains information about a double murder that might not be suitable for young or sensitive listeners. In New Zealand, the trial of a South Korean woman accused of killing her two children has been adjourned until next month. Hai Kang Lee will appear in the dock at the High Court in Auckland. A new trial date will be decided at that hearing. Lee was extradited in 2022 after the remains of her children, both under the age of 10 years, were found stuffed in a suitcase in a storage unit. Lee, who reportedly has New Zealand citizenship, has pleaded not guilty to the murder charges. A recap of our lead story, former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto Wesizwe party wants an ex-member who's accused the organization of fraud to be investigated. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.